You're listening to SBS News.
Top Russian and U.S. officials held a working dinner in Geneva on Sunday as part of the kickoff to a string of meetings in three European cities this week, with bilateral ties at a low ebb over Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and other Russian officials arrived in the evening for a meeting at the residence of the U.S. ambassador to the Conference on Disarmament. Mr. Ryabkov was meeting with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman and her team at the U.S. ambassador's luxury apartment overlooking Lake Geneva. After the meeting, Mr. Ryabkov told journalists that the delegations wasted no time.
We plunged into the substance of the forthcoming issues, but the talks are going to be difficult. They cannot be easy. They will be businesslike. I think we won't waste our time tomorrow.
Asked whether Russia is ready for any compromises, the Russian diplomat said that's a question for the United States.
It's the Americans who should get ready to reach a compromise. The Russian side came here with a clear position that contains a number of elements that, to my mind, are understandable and have been so clearly formulated, including at a high level, that deviating from our approaches simply is not possible.
The less formal Sunday talks come ahead of a broader discussion between the two diplomats and their teams at the U.S. mission in Geneva starting today, a first step toward rekindling dialogue as ties have worsened since Russia deployed an estimated 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin's government has laid out a list of demands, such as seeking guarantees that the NATO military alliance won't seek to expand any further eastward to countries like Ukraine or Georgia, which are former Soviet republics. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC's This Week on Sunday he didn't expect any breakthroughs in the bilateral talks in Geneva or during conversations in Brussels when Russia has a gun to the head of Ukraine.
If we're actually going to make progress in these talks, starting next week, but I don't think we're going to see any breakthroughs next week, we're going to listen to their concerns, they'll listen to our concerns, and we'll see if there are grounds for progress. But to make actual progress, it's very hard to see that happening when there's an ongoing escalation, when Russia has a gun to the head of Ukraine with 100,000 troops near its borders, the possibility of doubling that on very short order. So if we're seeing de-escalation, if we're seeing a reduction in tensions, that is the kind of environment in which we could make real progress and, again, address concerns, reasonable concerns on both sides.
U.S. officials on Saturday said the U.S. is open to discussions on curtailing possible future deployments of offensive missiles in Ukraine and putting limits on American and NATO military exercises in Eastern Europe if Russia is willing to back off on Ukraine. But they also said Russia will be hit hard with economic sanctions that could include significant restrictions on products exported from the U.S. to Russia and potentially foreign-made products subject to U.S. jurisdiction. Russia wants the talks initially to produce formally binding security guarantees for itself with the pledge that NATO will not further expand eastward and the removal of U.S. troops and weapons from parts of Europe. With the fate of Ukraine at stake, people on Sunday took to the streets of Kiev in protest against the talks with Russia. Luba Kolosovska is one who voiced her concerns over Russia's next move.
We are afraid that Russia will attack Ukraine in the coming months. And we are very worried about this because we all build this country, we love it, we believe in its future. If the world leaders will not be exact and strong in their response to Russian aggression and army on the border, it threatens our lives and our dreams.
Another protester, Victoria Petrova, came to remind the world that Ukrainians will not stand idle to Russia's threats or military action should it decide to go that route.
We came here to remind the world that Ukrainians will fight back, no matter what kind of agreement Western partners reach with Putin.
In a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last week, President Joe Biden said that the U.S. and its allies would respond decisively if Russia further invaded Ukraine. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.